With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A record-setting rainstorm has flooded parts of Charleston, South Carolina, requiring emergency responders to help some people get out of high waters. National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Adams in the Charleston Bureau says they're still mopping up in the downtown area this weekend.
That record amount was 3.63 inches. It's a calendar day. And that beat the old record of 1.43 set in 1948. So it was substantially a pretty substantial record.
The Charleston Fire Department said it responded to 12 incidents where vehicles were sinking. The Weather Service says high winds blew out several windows at a tire business and ripped off roofing sheet metal there, and at two adjacent businesses also. Authorities in Charleston did not report any storm-related injuries. Also at SRNNews.com, the terrorist group Al-Qaeda has yet to give out any details on the death of its leader in Yemen. Correspondent Donna Warder has more on that story.
The militant group released a video of the body of Khalid al-Batarfi wrapped in a white funeral shroud and Al-Qaeda's black and white flag. There was no clear sign of trauma visible on his face. Al-Batarfi was believed to be in his early 40s. The U.S. government had placed a $5 million bounty on al-Batarfi's head for leading Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, which had long been considered the most dangerous branch of the extremist group still operating after the U.S. killing of founder Osama bin Laden, but it's believed to have been weakened in recent years because of infighting. I'm Donna Warder.
And on Wall Street, stocks are lower. The Dow is 117 points in the red. This is SRN News. A new Holocaust museum opened this weekend in the Netherlands that tells the story of Dutch victims.
This institution is the first and only museum on the persecution of Jews in the Netherlands during occupation by the Nazis in the Second World War. Three quarters of Dutch Jews, more than 100,000 people, were killed, the vast majority having been deported to concentration camps. The museum also documents the persecution of other groups, including Dutch Roma.
The BBC's Danny Eberhardt. Ukrainian and allied officials have criticized Pope Francis for saying that Kyiv should have the courage to negotiate an end to the war with Russia, a statement many interpreted as a call for Ukraine to surrender. The foreign minister of Poland and Ukraine's ambassador to the Vatican, they have both used World War II analogies to condemn the Pope's remarks. This is SRN News. Deadly gunfire in the natural state.
Police in Jonesboro, Arkansas, say a shooting broke out at a private party early Sunday, killing three people and wounding several others. Officers found multiple gunshot victims upon arriving at the scene near Jonesboro's downtown area. Jonesboro police say both a male and female acquaintance of the shooter died. The shooter also died. Meanwhile, gunfire injured another woman, also an acquaintance of the shooter.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart. Meanwhile, the investigation continues. An execution scheduled for next week would be the first in Georgia in more than 4 years. The state trying to move past an agreement made amid the coronavirus pandemic that effectively halted executions. A judge last month signed an execution order for 59-year-old Willie James Pye for March 20th. Pye convicted of murder and other crimes. More details at SRNNews.com.